Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's please open our Bible to Book of Psalms. Let's read this Psalm, Psalm 87. It says, His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there, as well the singer as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Amen, Lord. Thank you, God, for your love to us. You have given us birth by the Holy Spirit. You have regenerated us with the Holy Spirit, and you had to place us in your family, your church, your Jerusalem on earth, O God, till you come and take us and place us in the heavenly Jerusalem that you had to prepare for us, and you had written each and every one of us name in the book of life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We magnify you for your goodness, for your faithfulness unto us. Bless this day of worship, O God. Bless our brethren here and our brethren in other places that gather to worship you and save you, O God. We pray for revival to hold the body of yours, the member of your body. O God, we pray that you continue to stir us with the Holy Spirit to go on and serve you. I pray for new people, O God, to add to your body, O God, that they will be glad that you had called them and you had placed them in your church. Truly, Lord, they will say, one day in the house of the Lord, better than 1,000 days in the tents of the wicked. O God, I'd rather be the doorkeeper in the house of my God. I pray, O God, I pray that people realize serving you, O God, it's far better than serving the idols of this world. Oh God, people, they fear men, they fear a lot of things, but they don't fear you. I pray, oh God, that you make a difference today. As we pray, oh God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, oh Lord, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for the eternal life we have in you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all your goodness and your faithfulness. Let's come now to God, confess our sin, our trespass, our shortcomings that we have done against Him and against His word, against His church, and against His people. Yes, O God. Hear our prayers, we confess, as we repent of our sin. Have mercy on us, O God. Lead us out from the miry clay, from the pits of the devil, from the wrong decision, mistakes. Lead us and guide us and help us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your goodness. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for the cleansing us by the blood of Jesus. Let's come now to the Lord and let's ask our needs from Him. God knows our needs. You help, O God. You provide, you strengthen, you lead, you help, and you support, O God. We need in our lives, Lord. You direct us, you teach us. Provide our needs, O God. Lord, you promised that your Father knows what you need before you ask. Help us, O God, to realize this, to have faith in you, Lord, that you will give us the best, even sometimes we are not aware. But you give us, O God, you provide it for us. Open our eyes to see the good things, O God, that you have provided and we are not seeing. Let's pray now Each one for your family. Pray for your wife, your husband, your children, your siblings, your parents. Yes, Lord. Hear our prayers. This is in every family. Provide the needs. Salvation for all the members. Pray for love, harmony, peace, joy, and more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in every family, O God. I pray for more worship in every family, daily Bible readings and prayers, living in holiness, disciplining children. I pray, Lord, that each family will shine, that people will know you through our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working. Give thanks to God for your work, for your salaries, that you are receiving, the privileges. And pray that you will shine there, that you will be an instrument to bring others into his kingdom. Yes, O God, bless my brethren, all the places that they are working. Let their salaries come on time. Bless these places, O God. Provide their needs, O God. Let them receive all their privileges in the name of Jesus. I pray also for our brethren who have no job, provide for them. I pray for our brethren who had no salaries. Bless their companies, O God. Give them so they can give to our brothers and our sisters. Lord, hear our prayers. O God, lead us and guide us, O Lord, to go on and save you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Pray now for, let's pray for all our contacts, our relatives, friends, neighborhood area that we were before, came from. Let's pray for all them to be saved, that we can reason with God's word, that God will bring salvation to them. Lord, hear our prayers. Bless all these places they came from, and I pray that you work it out, that through our contacts, that we'll be able to reach people and disciples them. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted, so all the workers, pastors, elders, parents, all those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, use them to evangelize, to reach people, to plant Bible studies, new congregation for the church. You will make a way, O God. And as I pray now for this place, that God put his church in UAE and the extension that the church have in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, and other few places in Africa, in Sierra Leone, in Malawi, in Uganda, Nigeria. Let's pray. Lord, hear our prayers. Bless all these places. Bless all these governments. Grant us favor from them. Lord, all the, our logistic needs, you will be the one to provide for us, O God, and all the documentations that's needed, the legalities. We trust you, Lord, that you will provide on time. We pray for visions and dreams, O God, that you will bestow on those people in these governments and these countries, that they will know you and they will know that we are your servant. I pray, open their heart and turn them to you, Lord. I pray, O God, that you will stretch out your hand and do miracles and healings and wonders in the name of Jesus, O Lord, and grant us all of us who are here, all our workers, pastors, parents, elders, all of us, give us boldness to preach your word, to evangelize, to reach the people, O God. Give us opportunity. O God, you say, ask of me and I will give you the nation. Give us the nations, O God. Lord, the end of the earth is inheritance. O Lord, help us to persevere, to evangelize, to go and make disciples. I pray for more souls to be saved. I pray for more workers to be raised up, more people to receive water baptism, more people to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. Oh Lord, what we need of spiritual gifts, you provide for us, oh God. We are in desperate need of you today, oh Lord. I pray even for our worship today. Anoint our worship, our songs, our prayers, O God. This recording, anoint it, make it reach the people. Anoint the message. Anoint the giving, O Lord. Let your name, O God, magnified. Let the name of your church that carry your name, O God, be lifted up, O God, that the people will know that the true God that we worship, Lord, here we are. Accept our prayers and lead us, O God, into victory, into your holy presence. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, our God, you are our desire. And we love to worship you. We love to serve you. We love your word. And we still will love, Lord, if we will suffer for you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us in your presence. Thank you for touching our hearts. May you bless the rest of our worship and service. Let your name be magnified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. As the Lord has blessed us much, let's bring to God what we do for him. Of tithes and offerings and first fruit and vows. Lord, thank you for the abundant blessing that you give to each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord. You are great God. There is no one like you. Lord, I pray that you use this money for your glory, multiply it. And also I pray, Lord, that you open the windows of heaven and bless your people who are obedient to you and pour out so much blessing. I rebuke the devourer, penalties, fines, accidents and robbery and whatever things that is tax, penalties, rebuke all this devourer from our lives as we obey the Lord. And I pray also, Lord, for our brethren who have no job, give them jobs, and those who have no salaries, provide for them, Lord, touch their companies to give them. We thank you, blessed. This is our prayer in this name. Amen, amen. Let's continue today to speak from the sermons of Jesus on the mountain. And we read chapter 6, Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6, and let's read verse 1 to 4. The Lord say, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms maybe in secret, and thy Father, which sees in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. Thank you, God, for your word and for your promise, and not our my lips, and not our ears and minds, to listen to your word, O God. Arrange the message and direct it in the way that you want it to flow in the life of your church and your people. Teach us more of your ways, and help us to persevere in obeying your commands. Thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Giving alms is one of the righteous acts, and in it we give help to those who are poor, who are in need of this thing that we are helping help them with. It is a righteous act. And also when we withhold the alms from those who deserve it, this is an unrighteous act. Why it is righteous act? Because to help a poor person who is in need, you are as if saving his life, saving him from certain troubles in his life. And the Lord recommend us to do these things. The scriptures teach us and guide us that these things that we need to honor. And that's why here the word of Jesus today is to remind us, to teach us that we need to keep this topic to help those who are in need. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, and verse 35, And if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, you though he be stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Here the Lord recommends that you will help the person who is in need and who is poor, and even if it is needed that he will live with us so that we can help him up to this point that the Lord want us. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 7, the Lord say, if there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart nor shut thine ear from thy poor brother. So here the Lord, here it is recommended that to help our poor brethren who are in need. And there will be always people like that, and we need to watch and we need to do our part about this matter. In verse 11, for the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother and to the poor and to thy needy in the land. In our land, people around us, that we need to watch who are in need and do our part toward them. That's in the Old Testament. Also in the New Testament, we can read scripture about giving alms to those who are in need. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 41, the Lord say, but rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. He was telling that when he was in the house of a Pharisee, and he spoke about giving the alms. In Luke chapter 12 also, and verse 33, here the Lord was teaching the disciples, and also the Lord is teaching us today of how we need to help. He says, sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that fadeth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. Here the Lord spoke also about the importance of giving alms, that this is recommended by our Lord himself in all these scriptures. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, book of Acts, chapter 3, and verse 2, the scriptures tell us, and a certain man, lame, from his mother's womb was crippled, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Bethesda, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. That poor man was crippled, cannot move. He was asking alms in order for him to live. So because he cannot walk. So that is well known in the Jewish people about giving alms, and this it is a righteous act. And even today the Lord is reminding us of all these scriptures to motivate us to give. Also we read about giving to the poor. Let's read chapter 9, Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9 and verse 36. About one of the disciples, her name, Tabitha Dorcas. Now there was at Juba a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. This disciple was doing alms deeds. She was making garments and clothes and coats, and she was doing that for the widows. So Here alms is to help people with food, drink, clothes, or money, and whatever they are in need, and we can provide, that will be an alms and helps to them. In Book of Acts, chapter 10, and let's read verse 2 about a man named Cornelius, who was from the Gentiles, and that man was fearing God. He prayed and he gave alms. Acts chapter 10, verse 2, and a devout man, that's about Cornelius, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. And verse 4, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is this, O Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God." So here, the alms of Cornelius, it came memorial. God remembered him for the alms he gave. So when you give alms, when you help poor, God will remember that acts for you. Amen. Let's read also Acts chapter 24. Paul mentioned that he came to Jerusalem in order to give alms to the people who are in need. Acts chapter 24 and verse 17. Now after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings. That is what was his purpose. He said, I came there in order to bring alms. So it is something honorable by God and well known to the Jewish. And Jesus was speaking here to his disciples and to the Jewish. And you know, this acts, since it is so important, you know, those who do it sometimes may do it out of boasting or showing off, or it could be wrong motive, and it could be done with a wrong purpose. And here the Lord is in Matthew chapter 6 was correcting, and he was judging something wrong that he noticed, and he's teaching the disciples, the Jewish, even the Pharisees were around. He was correcting the wrong practice that was taking place. He said in Matthew 6 verse 1, he said, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them." So he is telling that don't do alms, because he noticed that they are giving the help to the people, so that the other people will see them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. You know, one of the good things that when you give alms, God will remember your alms. God will reward you. But when you do it in order for certain men to notice you, to see that you are giving this, so that, you know, You will let the people have the impression that you are a righteous man, you are a pious man. He said, don't do these things because of this purpose. Our purpose, when we give alms to the people, we need to have compassion, out of compassion and out of mercy on them. That should be the only reason for us today to help those who are poor and needy. Our heart should be pure and clear. I am helping this person because he is in need, and I have compassion and I have mercy on him. He say, do not your arm before men. And Apostle Paul, he spoke also about that. If we read in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, when he spoke about charity and love, let's read verses 3 and verse 4. Apostle Paul, he say, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, They speak about alms here. And though I give my body to them, burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Verse 4, charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity vaineth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. He is speaking here about boasting and showing off. If the charity we give in order to boast or to show off or to let the people get the impression that we are righteous people or you are a good person, that will be the wrong motive and the wrong purpose of giving it. And that's what here Jesus here is speaking to them about it. He is judging it, and he is correcting them, and he is correcting us even today. He is saying, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. You will not be able to receive anything good from God, because our purpose is to let men see what we are doing. In verse 2, Matthew 6, 2, therefore, when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. He say here, when you do your alms, don't sound the trumpet, don't announce, don't tell it. So it is about not to be announced. Like the he say, don't sound the trumpet before thee, don't announce, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues. He was speaking about the Pharisees, the hypocrites. So that he is describing them as wicked, but they do the alms in order the people will be impressed that they are good people. Now hear the point. We cannot use the alms to help people to get a better picture. You know, why they are doing this publicly, so that if they have sin, the people will not criticize their sin. The people will praise what they are doing good. See, giving alms cannot be used to cover up sin. He said, don't be like hypocrites. They are not in the synagogue, where the people gather, in the streets, in front of the people, so that because they want the praise of men. He said, that they may have glory of men. So here the purpose is not mercy or compassion on the poor or to obey God. The purpose here is to get the attention of the people. You see how we are good. And verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Yes, they receive reward. What they want? They want the praise of men. That's what they receive. But there's no reward for them in heaven. And that's why today we have to be careful of such practice. Verse 3, but when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Now here, it have to be in secret. You know, that is symbolic speaking, that if you want to give, let your right hand, people on your right side, people on your left side, those near to you, they should not know what you are doing about giving help to those who are in need. But when thou dost it, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, not in public, not to be announced, and not to let people know what you are doing when you are helping certain people. And thy Father, which sees in secret, God who knows what you did in secret, the good thing you did, himself shall reward you openly. God will be the one to reward you. God wants to bless you openly, that all people will realize one day that you are blessed, but they don't know that you are giving alms. That's what he is saying here. Now here it is really a point for us today to check ourselves. It is the command of God, but how we are practicing it, it is a righteous act, because really people need certain help. And the time we have to be safe from certain troubles. Let's continue. In Matthew chapter 6, in the sweet verse 5 to 8, the Lord here today is judging another wrong phenomenon is about the prayer. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter thine closet. And when thou hast shut the door, shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Now here the Lord is here criticizing another wrong practice about the prayer. Prayer is the gift of God, to speak to God, to communicate with God, to pray to God, to ask God, and also to listen from God. But here the Pharisees, and he called them here hypocrites. He said they love to pray standing in the synagogues and standing in the corners of the street. Why they stand in the synagogue? Why they love to pray in that place? Because people gathered, and the people will see them. The people will get the impression, oh, these people are pious people, righteous people. And also, he said, they are praying at the corners of the street, not the street, the corners of the street. The corner of the streets, they are few streets, they are gathered together. So more people they are can be seen by them. And why the Lord, he mentioned standing position, not sitting position, because when they stand, more people will be able to see them. He said that they have their reward. If the purpose of a prayer is that the people will hear, the people will see them praying, or we are righteous people, I mean, that's their reward. They will not get any reward from God, but they will get the reward that from the people that they are people who are praying. That is the only they will receive, but as if they are not praying to God, because their intention is not about speaking to God, communicating with God. Their intention is to let people see us, we are praying. And that's where Jesus is judging that, and he's teaching us today. In verse 6, he is correcting that wrong phenomena. And he says, his suggestion, verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, enter your room, and when thou hast shut thy door, close your door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. He says here, to combat that phenomenon, he say you go to your room and pray. Close the door and pray. Because in that situation, when you go to your room, you close the door, there's no people around you. What is left is that you are only speaking to God. There's no other person. In that situation, you will have clear things in your heart and mind, and you're going to speak with God. There's no man there around you. Now here when Jesus say, go to your room and close the door, that does not mean that if you pray in public or pray standing, that's wrong. The wrong is that when you pray, your purpose of prayer, when you let people hear you or people see you, that's where Jesus is judging this. Jesus was correcting them, and he is correcting us. And these are the wrong things that we are not aware of. And it may creep into our lives, and that's why we get admonition today. In verse 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetition. They were having vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. They make their prayer long, And the same purpose is that they want to be seen by man. So they make the prayer long, vain repetition. That is their purpose. The purpose is that they will have longer time so the people will see them. This is judging this now. And the Pharisees are well known with their long prayers. We read that in Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 14. 23 verse 14. You say, why unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer, therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. So here, they make long prayer. It's not that they are speaking to God. They have to be seen by men. And that's where Jesus here, judging that, and he really, we get a good amount of his teaching is directed to judge these things. And verse, he says that as the heathen do. The heathen, they don't believe in God. They don't trust God. The heathen, they trust men. He said that when you do like that, as if you are like an unbeliever. You know, when he told them, and your father will reward you. Because the Pharisees, as we spoke before, they believe that they are the children of God. He said, if you are the children of God, don't do these things. Don't give alms so that people will recognize you. And don't pray in order the people will see you. That's not the children of God will do such. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do. The heathen are non-believer who trust men, not God on their life. He said, don't be like them. In verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them. That is the admonition to us today. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. He say here, God knows what you need. God will reward you. You come to him. Cleanse yourself from all these things. And God will be the one to reward you, to provide for you. And he will give you what you need in your life. Let's stand in there. Let's stand now. And let us commit our life to what we hear today of message. Lord, thank you for your word to us, the admonishing that we receive from you about alms, that we have a clear motive, not to be seen by men, but to be moved with compassion and mercy. And prayer also not to be seen by men, but to communicate with you honestly, pouring out our heart with a pure motive, speaking to you with a full faith and trusting you, not like the heathen. Oh, Father, we are your children. Continue to teach us in our ways, in our lives, oh God. Guide us, Lord. Let us confess our sin before God. Let us renounce them. Let us commit ourselves to what we learned today, to do the righteous act with a pure heart, with a pure motive, in a prayer and in giving help and alms. Yes, Lord, we enthrone you in our life. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the rebuke we receive from you through the teaching that we have from you, O God. Thank you for correcting us and teaching us. We enthrone you, Jesus. We proclaim you as a king by obeying. Just obey the Lord. And that's the way we proclaim him king over our life.
Jesus, the
us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Take your place in our life and lead us to go on in the right way of life. Thank you for your blessing. God, take your message and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, that your hand be with us. And free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.